Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. The total eclipse of the sun, a sign in the heavens, has nothing to do with Bible prophecy today, but it does speak to the future. That's the headline. In one moment, Dr. Don DeYoung will join me to give us more details on this statement.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Don, many are talking about some prophetic significance to this. You're a student of God's Word, not only of creation, not only of everything that deals with creation in the Word of God, but prophecy as well. Is there any connection to the prophetic truth of God's Word with this full eclipse of the sun?
Well, we certainly do get a total eclipse of the sun about every 18 months. Somewhere on the planet. So again, it just shows the regularity, the way God has set up the whole system. I would think that an eclipse this month is just a reminder that God controls the heavens. And thinking ahead, Jimmy, like the end times, the last days in the book of Revelation, it mentions a period of time where the sun will be darkened. Now, I don't know if that will be an eclipse at that time, whether that could be, you know, even predicted ahead. But when that happens, where it's darkened maybe even for a longer period, that would lower the temperature of the earth. Elsewhere in Revelation, the book of Revelation, it talks about a time when the sun gets extra hot that causes distress and burns to people. So I would say this eclipse we have this week is just a small reflection of the major events that will happen when the whole earth system is out of control by God's command. What a fearful time that would be to people who don't know the Lord.
Yes, indeed, a precursor of things to come. Don, as we've had our conversation, my mind keeps going back to the book of Psalms, chapter 19, and how what we are talking about is basically presenting the glory of the Lord. Would you not agree with that? And what does that verse really talking about? What does it mean, the glory of the Lord?
Well, I think it's referring to the majesty, the power of God, and showing that this universe that we live in is predictable in every way. And you know, Jimmy, it's all design. It's intelligent design. And over in the book of Romans chapter 1, it even says that if we miss this evidence that God governs the universe and all of its parts, there's really no excuse. So again, on display with a total eclipse, we can see God's handiwork, how he controls the past, present, and future, even the heavens.
Dr. Don DeYoung, a Bible scholar who is also an astronomer. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Heavenly signs in the future are a significant part of God's plan for the future. Please read Joel chapter 2, verses 29 and following, Matthew 24, and Revelation chapter 6 and verse 12. These are passages that point to the seven-year period of time called the tribulation, which takes place right after the rapture of the church. The total eclipse of the sun is a precursor for future prophetic events yet to come. Signs in the heavenlies. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...